meeting a need, making a difference. All of us here together on WNRN.
Historian called Robert F. Engs, African-American from the Hampton Roads area, called them freedom's first generation. So the folks born during slavery and their children who, as the saying goes, made a way out of no way. That's who's buried here. I am Brian Palmer, and I'm one of the founding members of the Friends of East End. We are the folks who've maintained this 16-acre historic African-American burial ground for about 10 years now. Currently, we're actually standing in its neighbor, Evergreen, which is 60 acres. The cemeteries are connected. They serve the same community from the end of the 19th century, really well into the 20th century. We estimate there are about 70,000 people buried here. We try to organize volunteers days to reclaim these sites from nature and neglect. This is both hallowed ground and an outdoor archive. We saw this as a racial justice thing. This is not just extreme landscaping. I'm not particularly excited by, you know, getting thorns from wild blackberry and greenbrier, but I am excited about revealing African American history one headstone at a time. Can we bring it back to a point where people can be proud, where that is a sacred space that people care for? That's what we're aiming for.
For more about the Friends of East End, including their grave identification repository, WNRN.org.
Here Together, a partnership between the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation and WNRN.